USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Inspector General is telling the House Intelligence Committee how he handled a whistleblower complaint against President Trump. He calls it credible and urgent, but won't release the details. The complaint comes from a phone call President Trump had with the foreign leader. President Trump has called this fake news and says that he knows people listen to those calls and isn't dumb enough to say something inappropriate. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says President Trump is taking a deliberate approach to possible gun legislation.
I see President Trump gathering all the information to actually find something that will solve the problem, just as he did when he removed the bump stock.
Speaking at the Capitol on Thursday, the California Republican says President Trump is talking to a lot of people and evaluating what will work to reduce gun violence. And a third photo of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wearing brown face is out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Tropical Depression Imelda is still making its way through eastern Texas. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner is urging people to get off the roads and into safety.
If you're on the road, be very careful driving through water. And quite frankly, if you can get off the road and get to a safe area, do that.
First-time unemployment claims are up, but not by as much as analysts expected. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department reporting 208,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, 2,000 more than the week before, but 5,000 fewer than experts had predicted. The biggest increases in claims in Arkansas, Massachusetts, and Puerto Rico. The biggest drops in claims in Illinois, California, and New York.
Nike is cutting ties with New England Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown. The move comes after Brown was accused of sexual assault by a former trainer in a civil suit. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Freshman Congressman Dan Crenshaw, Republican from Texas, blasted 2020 presidential candidate Bernie Sanders for pandering to different groups as he runs for president. Sanders, a senator from Vermont, posted on Twitter that if you can't afford to take care of veterans, then don't go to war. Congressman Crenshaw believes this is pandering and explains why to Fox News.
Well, on a deeper level, I have always disliked it when politicians start pandering to veterans and telling us how bad we have it and that if we just vote for them, that they'll fix all of our problems. That's just not true. It also gets to a really false choice, which is why we went to war in the first place. Okay, I went there because our country needed it. We went there because it was in the best interest of our country. I wasn't thinking down the road about being taken care of. Now, of course, that doesn't mean we shouldn't take care of our veterans. But this is also another, I think, falsehood that Bernie is spreading. All right, this is a bipartisan issue, taking care of our veterans and improving the VA. We spend far more on the VA than we have in the past. Every single year, we, as a delegation, as a Congress, we look for ways to improve veteran care, and he knows that. But what he's doing is he's trying to rile people up. He's trying to make people angry. He's trying to tell victims veterans that they are victims, and that only he can take care of them. And I just think that's such a dishonest way to do politics, right. And I think he should be called out for it.
Crenshaw is a former Navy SEAL who lost his eye during a deployment to Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.